Locker room chats continuing here on 92.1 KMZA as we transition now to Centralia basketball, and now joined by girls head coach Roger Holthouse. It is presented by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company. Coach, your team remains number 2 and 181 this week. Another win, now 17-0. You beat Blue Valley on a Tuesday night, 58-23. You know, just talking about that Blue Valley game in particular, what did you like most about your team in that win?
I thought it was kind of a great win. We didn't play great. We didn't shoot well. But, you know, I thought our kids fought through some adversity a little bit, and you know, they played hard. So that's always a good sign.
Avery and Owen Dieters combined for 25, and they've been dominant all season, but it seems to be like that next one up is, for the most part, has been Lena Haverkamp, and she's been one of our athletes of the week. She's had some great moments for you this year, and, you know, it seems like when she's on her game, because she actually led you guys in points with 14, it seems like when she's playing at that little bit of a next level, it seems like you guys as a team are kind of on a next level as well.
Yeah, it makes us better, Brandon. You get that third scorer in there, and those other two do what they got to do, and when she does her thing, then it does make us a better offensive team anyway. But I think with Lena, it's been her defense. I've been real impressed defensively with her, and it's led into some transition points where she's gotten some layups out of it. So I think it's more her defense I'm more impressed with than maybe so much more than maybe her offense.
Yeah, when you can get both, it certainly helps. And she's a very capable outside shooter, knocking in two of your six threes in that ball game last night. So we're down to three games left here in the regular season, and kind of a tough stretch here because you played last night, you get a game tomorrow night at Marysville, then you return home Friday to take on Clifton Clyde. You see it, you know, maybe once, twice throughout the course of the year where you get those three-game weeks, and maybe that's kind of outside the midseason tournaments, but how are you kind of going about this week with it being really the final week and change of the regular season and kind of handling this three-game stretch this week?
It's tough when you're only playing six girls, and, you know, tomorrow night you're trying to think about facing late Friday night. But like I told them, we just got to go this next game up and play, you know, do what you got to do and play as hard as we can play. And, well, you know, see what Friday brings, but let's take care of tomorrow night first.
And what does the scouting report look like on Marysville for tomorrow night? And, you know, they're a team right now. They're out of the North Central Kansas League, a 500 ball club. They're coming off a loss to a very good Wamego team last night. But what's the scouting report look like on Marysville?
Brandy got nice. She's got 6'1". She's pretty good around the basket. Her hands both to her, and they have a couple of governors that can shoot a little bit. So it'll be a game very similar to Valley Heights. You know, I think it'll be a physical game, and we'll see what happens.
There it is, Roger Holthouse, Centralia girls basketball coach, joining us. Team still undefeated and controlling their destiny, not only to lock up the league title this year, but seems to be already holding that top spot in the sub-state bracket as well. So still just a few games left and a two-game stretch here Thursday and Friday at Marysville and then home against Clifton Clyde. We'll have those Clifton Clyde games for you Friday night on 92.1. Coach, as always, appreciate your time very much, or thank you very much for joining us. Good luck tomorrow night, and then we'll see you on Friday night for your games against Clifton Clyde.
All right, thank you, Brandon.